This podcast is brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational awareness and positivity.
Oh, legendary souls.
My name is Joff, and I'm a messenger of Mother Gaia. I'm intending on this one being a little bit shorter. I'm out here in Mother Gaia, and I think she's just like, listen, Joff, talk for me, please. Share my legendariness, share my wisdom, share my energy. And I was like, well, why not? I will. I'm out in the mountains right now. Beautiful Mother Gaia. Nature. The trees are here. The insects are here. The birds are here. The wildlife is here. A lot of beings. It's like a little city, isn't it? Could be millions of beings in that form, wildlife, insects, birds, trees around me right now. And you go to the city and it's the same, but there's not much trees and wildlife and that. It's just, you know, people. Anyway, I didn't even mean to say that, but that's pretty good. But yeah, just I speak for the land, I speak for the earth. She's glorious. I mean, she knows she's glorious. Of course. She's here for us. She's our mother. She's a healer for us. If you're wounded spiritually, you know, within, in your experience, she's got your back. You know, get a chair or just walk the earth and you know, sit down or walk with her and be with her, and she will hold you. She will nurture you. She will assist in your healing journey. She's glorious. The stillness and silence of these places, you get the wind. You know, you get the wildlife, the birds, the insects, whatever it is. You get all of that purity, peaceful energy. Yeah, there you go. I'm painting the picture of nature, aren't I, right now, of what I'm actually in right now. You know, I've got my top off. Got my top off. It's let's say 28 degree day. It's warm. Sun's behind the clouds. It's not much happening. I seem to have brought my device that I record these on, as I felt like a message was coming, didn't I? Deep down, intuitively. But yeah, there's some ferns. There's beautiful ferns here. You know, it's a bit dry up in this time of year in Victoria. But it's still beautiful. There was some rain the last couple of days, so there's a lot of green shooting through. Yeah. A lot of beautiful trees just providing amazing oxygen, clean oxygen, to clean auric fields, to purify past experiences that may have occurred. I love trees. There's a few dead trees here I see, where, you know, old life ending, new life, new trees here beginning, new beginnings, letting go of the old, bringing in the new. You know, I'm very grateful for the circle of legends that I have around me. And anytime I get the opportunity to bring them to Mother Gaia, I feel honored, because being a messenger of her is special. It's special. She's everywhere. She's alive. She's everywhere. She's one big being. And she's everywhere. Where you're listening to this, she's under you. She's everywhere. She's everywhere. She's special. I breathe in her glorious air, her glorious energy. I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for being here. Honored, actually. Honored is another one as well. Grateful as well, of course. I can be honored and grateful simultaneously. A lot of eucalyptus. A lot of eucalyptus. And on my journey in here today. I'm pretty sure I did. I do it most of the time. Grab a give thanks to the eucalyptus leaf. Give it a bit of a scrunch up, crush it up, and then smell it. It smells glorious. Eucalyptus is so it's a part of Mother Gaia. It's there for us. I love eucalyptus. Yeah, we've got a bit of tea tree here as well. Good old tea tree. Actually got a bit of tea tree on my toenails at the moment. Removing fungus. That's what tea tree is good for. Bit of tea tree and coconut oil on any foot fungus on the toenails. Usually does the job. There you go. Didn't expect this one to come out. I mean, that's the journey of the plants, isn't it? The journey of the plants. The plants have got healing properties within them. Like eucalyptus is amazing for calmness and clarity. Like you scrunch up a leaf out in nature and walk with it and breathe. Oh, you're going to be breathing in some just pure calm energy. Yeah. Same as with rosemary. I mean, I, to be honest, you don't find much rosemary out in nature unless someone's planted it, legends. But same as rosemary. Rosemary is amazing for memory. You know, if you kind of scrunch up some rosemary, you know, like get a 20-meter stalk, scrunch it up a little bit, and breathe it in, and stay with it. That's the same as with the eucalyptus. Stay with it for, you know, sometimes 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes. Breathe it in. Be one with it. Allow it to be within you because it's a being. It's energy. And then your memory just increases just like that. And then if you do it more frequently, far out, has an effect. Has an effect. And that's why I like a lot of these plants and herbs that are infused with different kind of alchemy. If it's, whatever it is, tinctures. There's many different ways to raise your frequency and raise your vibration with the beautiful plants and all that Mother Gaia has to offer. And this podcast actually is sponsored by sacredherbs111.com. There you go. That comes out as well. Sharing Mother Gaia with the legends. Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing about Mother Gaia as well, is I'm putting my feet on the grass right now. And the grass doesn't have to be perfect. Like this one here, I've got some leaves underneath it. The grass is not exactly purring here, but it's still beautiful. And I'm able to directly connect with Mother Gaia. Yeah. She's an amazing bringer of peace. Stopping with her is probably one of the most powerful things to do if you really want to calm down, remove anxiety, you know, and really be present. It's so simple, but there's not many people that can get here. And that's why I'm a messenger, you know. I highly suggest if this message resonates with you, share it with someone that you feel it can benefit, because, you know, it's such a simple thing, just getting someone to nature. Change their life. Yeah. Yeah, Mother Gaia, huh? She's here for us all. I wanted this one to be a short and sweet one, but here we are, nearly 9 minutes. Maybe that'll do it, huh? That'll do it. Have a listen for the last little bit. As I say, with an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.